Now, Grace Tame is the Australian of the Year, 26-year-old woman from Tasmania. I admire enormously what she's done on several levels, and I've talked about it on the program over the months involved. She led the fight to overturn laws preventing sexual assault survivors from speaking out, which was a stupid law that was, well, but got attention because the Andrews government was effectively introducing it. Her background, age 15, groomed and raped by a 58-year-old teacher at a private school in Hobart. Abuser was jailed, but she couldn't talk about it. She became the hidden face of the Let Her Speak campaign, but then won the right to speak. And to her credit, she hasn't stopped since. A very brutal, powerful speech last night. And she's on the line now. Grace Tate, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Well, you got a platform for a year. You got the stage for a year. What are you going to say?
Oh, look, I'm going to keep doing what I've always wanted to do, and that is help and protect the community. We need to keep this conversation around child sexual abuse going so that we can shed light on the issues of grooming and the lasting impacts of sexual abuse. And I'm going to keep educating. And I'm going to keep looking for ways that we can reform legislation and other such structures in our society that enable predators.
Well, we've come a long way in the years I've been reporting and analysing the area. What's the next target? What do we need to do next?
We need to really focus our attention on education as a primary means of prevention of this issue. There's been a lot of energy put into institutional responses to child sexual abuse, which is phenomenal, and it's, you know, we've seen some incredible results from royal commissions and other such inquiries, but we really need, as a part of our responses, to focus our energies on prevention, you know, and what that looks like exactly I don't know, but I think it starts with conversation, you know, and so we're well on the way.
I've spoken to a few recipients of this award over the years, and many of them have found that they, you know, officially they try to control them as the year goes on, and that you're not allowed to say anything contentious or anything. Anybody doing any spin doctoring with you yet?
No, and I don't focus on that sort of thing. You know, I speak my truth. That's why I'm here. And that's what we all need to do as individuals. Nobody can put words in my mouth. Not anymore.
It's a very good point. I noticed you were outspoken last year about the issue of Bettina Arndt getting a gong because she had, in fact, was accused of sympathising with the man who raped you. Do you still think she should lose her award?
Look, I don't think the pursuit of progress has to be an adversarial pursuit. And I don't know Bettina personally. I don't want to spend my time talking about anybody in a negative way. You know, these are really important symbols. And I think that, unfortunately, you know, that was an instance where somebody was awarded something for not doing the right thing, you know, not helping the community in a positive way. And, you know, that's unfortunate, but I don't think we need to focus on that. We need to focus on moving forward.
Fair enough. Do you have the same view about Margaret Court?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, I notice you've got tattoos on each hand. One says, "Eat My Fear." What does the other one say?
The other one is a very Australian one. It rhymes with the tattoo, Eat My Fear, and it is, Don't Drink My Beer.
Well, do you like a beer, do you?
I love beer. I was actually wearing my Pop's Bogues Draft hat today at the flag-raising ceremony. And I used to have a tattoo that I'm actually getting removed at the moment, although not for... not because I don't like it, but it used to say Cassie D for Cascade Draft, which is another local Tasmanian beer.
Okay. Do you find this intimidating in any way after what you've been through? I guess nothing's intimidating, is it?
No. To go back to the point of my tattoo, you know, Eat My Fear, I believe in feeling the fear and doing it anyway, harnessing negative energy, harnessing the terror, harnessing the pain that we experience as individuals and converting it into love, into positivity to move forward.
But does this make you relive it? Do you have to relive it? I thought that speech last night, very emotional, very powerful, but I thought at the time it was hurting you.
Oh, of course. You know, but we all have pain. As human beings, we all experience things that are dark and difficult. You know, and it's like I said, it's learning to harness those things and appreciate them for their potential to make us stronger as individuals and as a community.
Great to talk to you. I saw you there in a photograph with Anthony Albanese. Tell me, do you support moving Anzac Day? Not Anzac, do you support moving Australia Day?
Yeah, like I said, in regards to, you know, the honours and things like that, these awards and these dates, they're powerful symbols, and it costs us nothing to change the date. But actually, at the end of the day, this is not my issue to comment on, and I think that the debate needs to be dominated by our First Nations people. So let them take the platform on that one.
I just got a text message from a friend who is a survivor of sexual assault. He was assaulted at school. And he says, this woman is an inspiration to all survivors. I admire her so much.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That's what it's all about, you know. This affects all of us. It, you know, like I said in my speech last night, this isn't a gendered issue. It's not a political issue. It's a human issue. And we're all in it together. We're all learning. We're all welcome at the table. In terms of figuring out how to deal with it.
Take care. Good luck with the year. I hope we can speak again.
Thank you, Neil. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Grace Tame, 26-year-old Australian of the Year with an extraordinary list of achievements already, and also an ability to sort of sidestep questions. And she's going to need that through the next year. She'll need to show diplomacy, and I think she's already shown she can do that.